The Lord has a couple of words to share pertaining to healing. And I need to read two verses first off to pass this along to you. Jesus said in John 14, verse 1, and you can be seated if you want to, it's okay. Jesus said in John 14, verse 1, and you must, please listen to this. This literally is a matter of life and death. As I was getting ready this morning at home, the Lord, I saw someone's face. Now, I'm not going to say male or female. I'm going to be extremely vague. And if you come and ask me afterward, was that me? My response will be, since you have asked, you need to pray. In John 14, verse 1, Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." In John 14, 27, he said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." What I'm going to share applies specifically to this one individual, but the concept is true for others as well. You've been believing God for a healing. Been believing for a while now. And at times, it's been pretty rough, physically, what you've gone through. And the Lord says that you're bringing this on yourself. You're not casting the care of things. And again, I'll leave that vague. You're not casting the care over onto Him. And you're allowing your heart to be filled with worry, to be filled with that care, the anxiety. And he says, there have been times when my healing power has been touching your body to bring about the desired results, but then you turn around and embrace the problems. And in doing this, you are preventing the healing from manifesting in your body. And he says, you can get in all the prayer lines you want, but that healing is never going to manifest fully until you cast the care over onto Him. You cannot continue living the way you've been living. And there was a phrase that came up on the inside of me, something I've never heard in my life. And it's this: suicide by stress. Suicide by stress. There are times when you feel like that you just can't let go. But in your heart, you know you can. And the Lord is saying, you've got to deal with this. You've got to deal with this. You've got to deal with this. And the answer has already been given to you. It's been given in these services. Be careful for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. That word keep is a military term in the Greek, and it describes a heavily armed, highly trained soldier standing guard in front of something. And God is saying, my peace will be a heavily armed, highly trained soldier standing in front of your heart and your mind. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. The Lord says, you're not doing this. Outwardly, you know what to say, but inwardly, you're holding it in. In Daniel chapter 5, verse 10, at the end of verse 10, it says, let not thy thoughts trouble thee, nor let thy countenance be changed. The Lord says, your countenance, your outward countenance, has been changed at times because of the stress and the worry that you've held on to and are holding on to. He says, you can't do this. If you want healing, it will manifest. He says, but my healing cannot override your will to hold on to the stress and the anxiety. He says, you're killing yourself with this. Now, he's not saying that you're going to drop dead tomorrow or something along those lines, but you're damaging your body by refusing to fully cast all of this over. He says, even in the midst of worship, your mind can go back to the problem. And your lips are honoring him, but you're holding on to it on the inside. And the Lord says, you do want to see your grandchildren grow up, don't you? He says, you've got to cast this over onto me. You've got to. He says, you're getting close to becoming an invalid. And if this continues, the signs of being an invalid are going to begin to show. He says, you've got to cast this over onto me. Now, to whoever that's for, you need to take this seriously. And this word is going to be added to what's posted at the website. But here's the other word that he shared with me this morning. For those of you, and this applies to anybody who's battling a physical anything, if you embrace the word incurable, your healing will not manifest. The doctors may tell you there's nothing they can do, but God wants you to know there is no sickness of disease, injury, or affliction more powerful than the stripes on Jesus' back. But if you use that word, incurable, there's nothing that can be done. If that is a part of your vocabulary in association with the diagnosis the doctors have given you, then you need to do the best you can to accommodate that affliction because you will have it the rest of your life. He says, but you have to cast down incurable. You have to cast down, nothing can be done. You have to turn that around. The doctors may say that to you, and you know it. However, I say, by my son's stripes, you were healed. Do not accept incurable in your vocabulary. Do not call yourself incurable. Do not say there's nothing that can be done. Do not exalt the condition above my healing. You must change your perception of this affliction that has attacked your body And you must call your body healed. That must be your attitude. When you begin to change your identification of what's happening, you will begin to see healing manifest in your body. The Lord says, because my word cannot fail. It cannot fail.